Dreamscape presents The Rom-Com Agenda by Jane Denker, narrated by Erica Schindel. Chapter 1. Leah Keegan was positive she was not meant to be a superhero, or an alien, or whatever other life form came in a peculiar shade of near fluorescent lime green. A disturbingly large amount of her skin was sporting the lurid tint at the moment, proving that this was not her color. Besides, the last time she had seen this particular shade on a humanoid, the poor thing was being pursued by one Captain James T. Kirk. And no thank you to that. The green had to go. She plopped down on the narrow boards ringing the inside of Ward Peterson's tiny, rustic, bare-bones boathouse, just the right size for a small motorboat, and nothing more. The interior was now painted said screaming alien green, solely so Ward could more easily locate it and navigate his boat back in after a long day of fishing. His eyesight wasn't so good these days, he had told her, especially at dusk. Leah preferred not to speculate on how much his eyesight was affected by how many beers he had indulged in on any given fishing expedition. Leah picked at the dried paint that had somehow managed to cover almost as much of her as it had the inside of the boathouse. But doing that tugged on the fine hairs of her forearm, which just plain hurt, so she let it be for now and admired her handiwork instead. $75 and flights of fancy about being a different sort of creature. Not bad for a day's work. Now it was time to pack up the paint and brushes and rollers, haul her butt out of the boathouse, and get home to a cool shower. She forced her tired bones to move, but paused mid-boost, a wash of melancholy knocking her back down to the boards. Except for the siren song of that shower, there was no need to rush home. She kept forgetting. It was a strange thing to get used to, and she hadn't succeeded just yet. It would come, in time. She knew that, in her head, at least. Her heart was still catching up. She sat quietly, leaning back against the coarse boards of the boathouse, watching the gentle flow of the water. From here, all she could see were other docks, other modest properties huddled up along the inlet. Follow this stretch of water, however, and it soon opened out onto the vast, powerful St. Lawrence River, moving northeast to the Atlantic Ocean. Beyond the huge vessels in the shipping lanes and the various small bits of land in the river that gave this part of New York.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?